This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm trying to keep my chin up, my chest out, my eyes open. It's just so crazy, the stuff that's going on in our world today. The insanity of the corruption. The toll-free number to join us on air, and I'm going to take a lot of calls in this third hour. I know I've been going to calls kind of slow today. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Listen to this. Officials pleased with initial results of bioterrorism tests. Channel 5, Oklahoma. Then I have the Homeland Security press release. Oklahoma City hosts largest U.S. urban atmospheric study as they sprayed gases and subtilis. Also, cutoff for un-American activities, the mobile phone firm that connected Iraqis, about how they only allow globalist firms in the country. DARPA has announced a new hover drone to watch us all in our cities. Look, it's all coming up. It's all coming up. I'm going to get to it. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I'm trying to get the word out here. I'm doing exactly what you do on a smaller scale. And in the past, I voted for Bill Clinton for various reasons, and it wasn't because I thought he was a good guy. It's because I thought he was the less bad of the crooks, you know. And eventually, I just found out, well, he's just as bad as everyone else. And
yeah, they're just puppets. They're not running anything. Bush, Clinton, they're all business partners in MENA. It's totally staged.
Well, I would like to address the educated viewers out there, specifically people who might be inclined to go look up laws on the internet. A lot of things that our good man out here talks about, such like the Patriot Act, if you go and try and look that up, you're going to need the real words for it. Patriot Act 1 and 2. Patriot Act 1 is a law. The title of it is to deter and punish terrorist acts in the United States and around the world to enhance law enforcement investigatory tools and for other purposes. And if you can't remember all that, it's H.R. 3162. H.R. 3162 is law right now. Patriot Act 2, which is a bill at this time, you can't find that. If you try to look it up, Library of Congress, Patriot Act 2, you won't find it. You got to look up
Domestic Security Enhancement Act in the House and the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. And the one link to that is S-22 is one of a number you can look it up as, S-22. And if you do have the time and if you do are inclined, for those intelligent listeners out there, I have this stuff printed up. You just need a Bill of Rights sitting next to you, and you need this Patriot Act sitting next to you. You can clearly see, and that's how you find it. You just got to know the names.
You mean actually read the Bill of Rights instead of swilling beer at a football game? You mean actually caring about your children's future?
The nice thing is you can compare this socialist legislation, socialist, fascist, totalitarian, whatever you want to call it.
Command and control.
Doesn't support our constitutional republic here. You can find the Bill of Rights on Google, but remember that H.R. 3162 is Patriot Act 1. That's law. H.R. 3162.
Folks go to Infowars.com, we have an analysis of Patriot Act 1 written in October of 2001, and we have an analysis written in January of this year on Patriot Act 2 with all the pertinent subsections, and where you can download both bills.
I mean, they've been getting away with stuff for years in secret, and it's been illegal activities. But now they have the laws in place almost totally now.
Are folks halfway? Are folks you're talking to, Dylan, waking up?
When I show them the documents, if they have time at all, emotional reserve at all to listen or read any of the documents, they can't help it.
Yep.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live, already 8 minutes and 12 seconds into this third hour. Let's go to your calls. Bill in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Alex. I was just sitting here, thought I'd call you. Page 2 in WorldNet Daily, U.S. prepares to open the door to a flood of North Korean refugees. About 300,000. I guess they're going to take the troops over there, and on the way back, keep the ships from being empty. You know, we're going to pick up terrorists from North Korea and bring them over here. Is that the way that's going to work?
Hey, there's billions of people. They're all coming here, and a North Korean will be a good citizen under homeland. They're used to black ski masks and cameras and secret arrests and FEMA centers. I mean, happy clown candy centers.
We ought to at least have an equal number of troops staying here, you know, to just in case these guys ain't who they present themselves.
Oh, no, it's very safe to have North Koreans here. I mean, every time they catch one of their police boats, everybody commits suicide. I mean, they're totally mind-controlled.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, the North Korea. I've got the article. The North Koreans are coming, that's fine, but just don't worry. You and your family, you're going to get pulled over on the side of the road and have your goods thrown out by a cop and thank him for it. Say thank you for violating America. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, it sounds like their support. We got to support their invasion of our nation, brother. I'm going to let you go, Alex.
Well, hey, your conservative legislature threw out the Patriot Act and Lord Ashcroft visited and said, yeah, there is a Patriot Act, too, and you better pass it or there's going to be terrorism. Sounds like a threat to me.
Yes, sir.
So what do you want to say to Mr. Ashcroft?
He ought to get honest work.
But he's posing as a Christian while destroying America. That's got to be a lot of fun for someone like himself.
You can teach a parrot to say Jesus is Lord, brother. You got to believe it in your heart, and he don't show no evidence of that.
Well, you don't like this rotten fruit growing off the tree?
No, sir, I don't.
You know, it's a tree that's got rotten dead bodies hanging off of it. I mean, we judge a tree by its fruit. Look at the cess pouring out of Washington. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that wholesome?
Well, it's a shame to the whole nation. The people won't rise up to do anything about it, and they get the leaders they deserve.
But, I mean, isn't it conservative to have open borders and to sign assault weapons bans, to say he'll sign them, and to give supercomputers to China and block Dan Burton's committee investigating Pardongate and to have a betting pool on dead American soldiers? I mean, isn't that patriotic?
It's a testimony to the ignorance of the masses.
Well, let me tell you something. The communist flag, the Red Star, is conservative. And the founding fathers were evil liberals. Okay? So I'm beginning to learn how to be a neocon, all right? Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
There's a big article today, mainstream, saying, yeah, the neocons really do follow Hitler, Trotsky, and Machiavelli. Yeah, and they do believe in socialism, big government, and abortion. That's what the neocons believe, and that's who runs talk radio, and they tell you a little of what you want to hear and then distracts you off into Hillary Clinton, what an idiot she is, which we already know, and then, meanwhile, Bush, you're America. There's an endless stream of morons to call in and thank the host for how loving and conservative they are. What a joke. Let's talk to Lewis in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to the caller before concerning the camps. I want to say during World War II, there were thousands of Italian Americans that were put in these camps. Joe DiMaggio's father and the West Coast had his fishing fleet taken from him. The opera singer Enzio Pinza was put in a camp. Here in Rhode Island, the government came in and took flashlight radios. In New York City, registration at police stations were required. Restricted travel. About 640,000 were slated for these camps.
You know, I actually saw a little piece on that on the History Channel about how it wasn't just the Japanese. And, you know, again, but what they're setting up today is for everybody, and it's for good, and it's secret execution, so it's even worse than what you're talking about. But, yeah, as if Italians or Japanese were going to do something. I mean, in hindsight, it's obvious how ridiculous it was. But go ahead and continue.
So ridiculous that throughout World War II and after, not one Italian-American was convicted for any act of espionage whatsoever. Japanese may have been the same, but anyone I tell this to says, oh, well, you know, that's interesting. Interesting, I mean, people were put in camps for no reason other than what the government wanted to control.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference, and it was wrong. It was stupid. But here's the difference. And this is the problem. Today, it's an infrastructure built to where if you commit any misdemeanor, or they think you commit a misdemeanor, and the Justice Department has said before Congress, they will use the Patriot Act provisions for all crimes, We've read articles where the states are using them now. They're saying they don't have to release records of who's been arrested, what they're being charged with, where they've gone. You can be secretly executed. So now they're setting up a huge infrastructure for millions of people. And folks, there's not millions of Muslims in this country. It's not just for the Muslims. And that's bad enough. Most Muslims aren't a problem. So it's scary. And they had that poll in New York about, in the Associated Press, you know, how many people think that all Arabs should be put in camps. And the majority of women said yes. It was like 52%. About 35% of men said it. It was what Hitler said. He said women were perfect for the police state. Man, in the name of security, they'll do anything. Now, I'm not saying women are dumb or anything. It's just that, you know, they are easily sucked in by dictators historically. And not all women, but on average. And so they've had polls about putting people in camps. And believe me, in an atmosphere where they just grab people and put them in camps, they're setting it up to just go downhill from there. They've been building this for decades, Lewis.
Yeah. This can be seen on the website Storia, Storia Segreta, Segreta. That means secret story in Italian. And StoriaSegreta.com, for those who think that this is not a reality, they can look at it and see very clearly what the story is. That's it.
All right, thanks for the call. Let me just tell the listeners now who the FBI and FEMA have been trained is the real group to be arrested. On the news, they will show Muslims and Arabs and guys with big beards being arrested. But the FEMA training, the roundup list, is for gun-owning Christian patriots. And we have FEMA on tape before police officers. And this has been radically expanded by Bush, saying, quote, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists and enemies of the federal government. They are the enemy of the state. Then we have their training manuals that list homeschoolers, gun owners, defenders of the U.S. Constitution. And then under this, and we have articles on this every day, I have stacks of them today, where sheriffs are using the laws to arrest their competitors, to take people's land. I mean, once you get real tyranny going, it's like the Nazis, or speaking of Italy, the Mussolini. They spent most of their time taking people's businesses, taking people's wives, taking people's farms, taking people's restaurants, taking people's mines. This is what they do. And we already see it. I mean, you got the local corrupt cities that are stealing land and doing sweetheart deals and skimming money. And so they don't care what the feds do. And you're going to have that same degenerate fat cat mayor in there under this system, and he's going to love it. They want tyranny. And that's why they're making it where you can't get in to see your city council people, why they're armored compounds, why you don't have citizens' communication anymore, why they're shutting down Access TV, why they're buying up all the radio and networks. They want unified corruption. They're doing it right now, folks. And the government is run by totally ruthless people that think nothing of you and your family. And they don't care about the economy or our way of life. They just want to sit up on top of the heap. They want total control. They want it now. That's why they're in the positions of power they're in, because they are ruthless, because they have that desire, because they're sadistic. They enjoy it. And they've used a Madison Avenue pitch machine through the media using psychological warfare techniques to dumb you down and turn you into a mindless, pennant-waving, beer-swilling idiot who has no idea about your history, no idea about the world, no idea about what America really is. So now the tyrants can wrap themselves in the flag and say, give your liberty up or you're against the flag, when the flag symbolizes the liberty and freedoms. I got a bunch of callers. Jim and Chris and who's that caller in Pennsylvania? Manuel and others. I'm going to get to you guys in about 15 minutes, okay? I got to come back and just cover some news because there's a bunch of it here. And I'm going to cover this first, then we'll go to your calls. Just stay with me.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Folks, we forget about the news that's been out there. Public schools all over the place are putting cameras everywhere, including dressing rooms of middle school students. The Bill of Rights and Constitution are on fire. The Republic is under massive attack. But here's some good news. This is out of the L.A. Times. Planned sequel to Patriot Act, losing audience of congressional critics of the sneak and peek searches, gain ground. The Justice Department may shelve requests for expanded powers. Now, again, I have Ashcroft on video in Police State 3 saying there is no Patriot Act 2. If you say it, you're a liar, you're with Al-Qaeda. He actually says you're aiding the terrorists, you'll lose your liberty. 6 weeks after September 11th attacks, Representative C.L. Bunch Otter of Idaho was a lone wolf, arguing that Attorney General Ashcroft didn't need more power to fight homegrown terrorists. Otter was the only member of Congress to argue against the USA Patriot Act when the terrorist fighting law was debated on the House floor. These days, the Republican has plenty of company. And we need to get Otter on. Circle that. Otter was the only member of Congress to argue against the USA Patriot Act when terrorism fighting law was debated on the House floor. These days, the Republican has plenty of company, and the Justice Department, which in recent months has drafted a measure that would expand its powers, may be on the retreat. Oh, don't worry. They've got terrorists ready to launch attacks right now, so they can be our saviors. Last week, the House overwhelmingly passed a measure that would repeal a portion of the Patriot Act, which has been passed while the rubble at the Pentagon and World Trade Center still smoldered. Yeah, and the Capitol was under CIA anthrax attack, by the way. That's a fact, by the way. The so-called Otter Amendment would take away federal investigations' power to conduct sneak and peek searches, unannounced searches of homes and businesses. They're allowed to plant stuff, take stuff. If you catch them, you're not allowed to tell anybody they were ever there. You can, quote, be executed. The measure would be a small adjustment to the Patriot Act, but it indicates a growing belief among lawmakers that some investigators have abused their new powers and need to be held more strictly accountable. The Justice Department just said a month ago before Congress that they're going to use it in all crimes and all misdemeanors in stuff unrelated to terror. See, we told you that's how it's written. Folks, if you got $3,000 out of a bank under Patriot Act 1, you can be grabbed off the street, put in a van, and never seen again. Whatever the final fate of the Otter Amendment, the Justice Department has voiced strong objections to the measure, declaring it the terrorist tip-off amendment. Oh, no, it's not going to tip you off. Don't worry, terrorist. In a letter to House Speaker J. Dennis Hastert last week, no comparable measure has been introduced in the Senate, although proponents hope it finds a sponsor soon. Justice Department, how were all the cash bonuses for those of you that stopped the FBI from stopping Al-Qaeda? Tell us, Justice Department, how you paid for the houses and credit cards and cars of the hijackers and how most of them have been found still alive. Why don't you tell us about how you had warnings not to fly to New York that day, Ashcroft, or to MSNBC? Hey, I tell you what, Ashcroft, why don't you tell us how you tried to pass the sneak and peek provision in 1999. I covered it on this show. Why don't you tell us how you're a un-American socialist posing as a conservative? You bug-eyed criminal. We're sick and tired of you. You're a liar. You've lied before Congress. That's criminal. That's what your little buddy Poindexter was convicted of. That's what your little buddy Poindexter was convicted of, and now he runs the betting parlor on how many of our troops are going to die. And by the way, that just legitimizes insider trading right out in full view, which the CIA did on 9-1-1, making a little side profit. You guys do everything right out in plain view. You guys are so sick. Some of us see exactly what you are, you lying, gun-grabbing, church-seizing devils. It goes on. In a speech earlier this month, however, Otter was generally optimistic, telling business community leaders in Boise things are looking up. Boise, the most conservative state out there. Boise, Idaho. Idaho, the most conservative state, and they're against the bill. Yeah, they're the type of conservatives that believe in the Second Amendment. They're the type that believe in controlling the border. They're the type that read bills. They're not the fly-by-night, easygoing, idiot Bush-Cheney supporter with a stupid sticker on the car who don't understand that Bush is the ultimate big government Trojan horse wrecking machine. I got more. I got a lot more, and we'll go to your calls. We'll go to Jim and many others that are holding. 800-259-9231. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Jim, Manuel, Chris, and others, your calls are coming up. Let me get back into some of this news. Again, just recapping, Ottawa tries to rein in joyriders with satellite kill boxes and special keys by law. DW, Deutsche News. Satellite tracker boxes going in the trucks by law to travel on the roads, and they're doing it right here in the U.S., moving ahead with that. I don't know. You might be involved in the political process and say, no, you don't need any more tax money, and no, you're not going to violate my Fourth Amendment and tax me to drive my car any more than you already are. It's just one of my pet peeves. It's a key area of the globalist infrastructure. Of course, it's wildly unpopular with those that are informed about it, but the problem is the average person won't know about it until they pass the law, which Oregon's about to do. Congress zeroes in on Poindexter over terror futures flap as Congress continues looking into the just-killed Pentagon project to create a futures market for speculating on possible terrorist acts in the U.S. and overseas. A key question on many legislators' mind is this: was John Poindexter involved? Well, he's the head of DARPA for the naval officer who was a major figure in the Iran-Contra scandal of the 80s, a convicted felon. Controversy has been a companion since he joined a Defense Department research agency after the September 11, 2001 attacks. It visited again this week. We believe that he was responsible for it, said Senator Byron Dorgan, one of the senators whose revelation of the program led to its demise, said yesterday. But we've asked for an investigation. We're asking the Pentagon to explain to us who was accountable, who was responsible. I think those who are responsible for doing this ought to be on the public, shouldn't be on the public payroll. Oh, he'll get a raise, don't worry. At a hearing Tuesday on Iraq, Senator Bill Nelson said Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, who identified who was responsible for the proposed policy analysis market in which traders would speculate on the possibility of terrorists and other actions in the Middle East. We got the site before they got rid of it. And it's been in the news. It was about the U.S. getting nuked, how many troops would die. But again, it's not about predicting. It's so these globalists can speculate on the terror attacks they're going to launch. The 66-year-old retired admiral who served as the National Security Advisor was at the center of a storm where critics began to focus on his data mining project called Total Information Awareness late last year. The program, later renamed Terrorism Information Awareness, involves a massive effort to analyze vast volumes of data on individuals in search of terrorists. Look in the mirror, you'll find them. Oh, it goes on and on. Poindexter brought the idea to the Defense Department. Poindexter is the scapegoat. They've had Echelon for decades. They've been betting on the terror they carry out for decades. They control the speculation markets. That's how the globalists manipulate things. It's always Ashcroft. That's why we have Patriot Act. It's Poindexter or it's Bush. They're just little snot-nosed puppets. That's all they are. That's all they'll ever be. They're just front men for this whole thing, but Poindexter is a real piece of work, folks, real piece of work. Listen to this. Biometric passports coming soon. Countries scrambling to meet 2004 deadline for the UN. And don't worry, we're the first to comply. Before Russia or China, face scan, thumb scan on your passport to leave your country as part of the new global system. And, of course, there'll be a little tax on it to help fund the UN, and part of your satellite tracker tax in your car will be going to them, and that's MSNBC. And again, they admit the tracking chips going in all the products now, Homeland Security controlling it. That's Associated Press. We have that article. U.S. Army patents biological weapons delivery system, violates bioweapons convention. This is out of Hamburg News. And just, you know, U.S. Army developing and patenting a new generation, a new grenade that it says can be used to wage biowarfare. This is a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Doesn't matter. The government admits they test biologicals on us all the time. It's going on all over the state of Oklahoma right now. Sure, they admit they kill U.S. troops in these tests on purpose. So do the government. Killing our troops is patriotic for them. In fact, not supporting them, putting our troops in meat grinders, isn't patriotic. Being a mindless idiot is what's patriotic, folks. Destroying the Bill of Rights is good. Here's a big article out of the Chronicle magazine. Neoconservatism, or Trotsky meets Stalin and Hitler. We read Ron Paul's speech a couple weeks ago. He gave on the House floor where he said the Bush administration is run by admitted Trotskyites who want a social welfare state and total government power and gun control. And that was Ron Paul. I don't know. Most conservative member of Congress, but you know how those guys are. They're the liberals now. The neoconservatives are often depicted as former Trotskyites who have morphed into a new, closely related life form. It is pointed out that many early neocons, including the public interest founder Irving Kristol and coordinator Nathan Glazner, Sidney Hook, and Albert Wolfsetter, belonged to the anti-Stalinist far left in the late 1930s and early 40s, and that their successors, including Joshua Mukhlik and Karl Grusham, came to the neocon through the Socialist Party at a time when it was Trotsky's in the outlook in politics. As early as 1963, Richard Hofstadter commented on the provision in the profession of many ex-communists from the paranoid left to the paranoid right, clinging all the while to the fundamentally Machiavellian psychology that underlies both. And it does. Command and control, different window dressing to confuse you. You got secret police and ski mask in both systems, folks. You got, as Tony Montana says, a Chavana on every corner to grab you and put you in a camp. Tell you what to eat, what to wear, what to sleep. It's all part of freedom. Four decades later, the dominant strain of neoconservatism is declared to be a mixture of geopolitical militarism and inverted socialist internationalism. Blanket depictions of neoconservatives as redesigned Trotskyites need to be corrected in favor of a more nuanced analysis. I agree totally. In several important respects, the neoconservative world outlook has derived from the Trotsky one, has acquired some striking similarities with Stalinism and German National Socialism, or Nazis. Today's neoconservatives share with Stalin and Hitler an ideology of nationalist socialism and internationalist imperialism. You like that double speak? Nationalist socialism and internationalist imperialism. Total scrambling of terms. It's an evil empire of criminals confusing you with terms, okay? The similarities deserve closer scrutiny and may contribute to a better understanding of the most influential group in the U.S. foreign policy-making community. Certain important differences remain, notably the neoconservatives' hostility, not only to Nazi race theory, oh, that's pure bull, but even to the most benign understanding of national or ethnic coherence. On the surface, there are also glaring differences in economics. However, the neoconservatives' glorification of the free market is more rhetoric, designed to placate the businessmen who fund them. That's true. Then reality. Oh, of course. I mean, in fact, the neoconservatives favor not free enterprise, but a kind of state capitalism, fascism, within the context of a geopolitical apparatus of the World Bank IMF that Hitler would have appreciated. Well, yeah, if they weren't communists, they were Prescott Bush, the grandfather, running over half of Nazi steel production and sharing the biggest Nazi bank. It goes on. It gets worse and worse. The neoconservative view of America as a hybrid imagined nation had an ardent supporter 8 decades ago in Mein Kampf. Adolf Hitler argued Well, they followed the economist Strauss, who was an avowed fascist. I mean, this is their own writings. In Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler argued for a new, highly centralized Germany by invoking the example of the United States and the triumph of the Union over states' rights. He concluded that National Socialism, as a matter of principle, may lay claim to the right of force to its principles on the whole German nation without consideration of previous federated state boundaries. Hitler was going to make a new Germany the way he imagined it, or else destroy it. In the same vein, the Weekly Standard writes, patriots only insofar as the American they imagine is a pliable tool of their global design. That's their quotes. They say they want to lie to you that they're for a welfare state. They love abortion. They love taking your guns. And you sit there and listen to the big national host who are all funded by them. They publish their dirty books, their lies. These are the most wicked of all liberals imaginable. Again, to use your term, they're really just command and controllers. That all those terms mean nothing. Folks, we're in so much trouble. Let's take some calls, and I'm going to jump right back into this news. I am in a rant phase here. Let's, Jim in New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I really appreciate you. I'm just calling today. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm calling because I'm listening to you on Doc Wolf Station up in Rochester, New York, and they just had a big announcement with Kodak Park is getting rid of a bunch of jobs, and they're sending them to China and Mexico.
And they're never coming back.
No, they're never coming back.
They told us NAFTA and GATT were great, though, didn't they?
Well, it's hard to compete with those fellows that are over there being forced labor. And China
has a 40% tariff on us. We have a 2% on them. It's not free or fair trade. It's giant scams. Free trade is how they got the euro. Free trade is globalism. Again, they're masters at mislabeling things and then hiding it in plain view.
Well, the thing that I wanted to point out was I passed out a lot of the tapes, and I've got your bumper stickers on the back of the vehicles, and people think I'm crazy. But you know what? It's hitting them at home now. And maybe this will wake them up. Maybe it won't. But you know, when I was growing up here in upstate New York, my neighbor had a farm. And I watched a cat corner a rat when I was a kid, and it intrigued me because he played with them until it got cornered. And then the thing stood up on its hind legs and still got killed. But as I'm 36 years old now, and what I've known, what I think now is, if 10 of that little rat's buddies jumped on top of that cat, they could have tore him to shreds. And if the New World Order is listening to you, all I want to say is, here, kitty, 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 because I'm done. I've had it with these guys. And Fujifilm, by the way, tell your listeners, is made in America.
All right. Well, I like Fuji color a little bit more. It accents a little more of the blues and greens, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I know this. I called Fuji this morning after I heard about this. Now, listen, Kodak took good care of my family. My dad retired out of there, but George Eastman will be wrong.
George Eastman, pardon me?
George Eastman probably would be rolling in his grave right now if he knew what was going on to his company.
Absolutely. And folks, thanks for the call. Great points, Jim. Let me just say this now about the economy. I'm standing in line. I told the story yesterday. I'm standing in line last weekend buying some wire mesh so my wife's chihuahuas don't climb out under the back porch and go barking at the neighbors, which they love to do. Imagine a chihuahua chasing cars. I mean, these dogs are just out of control. Anyways, I can't tell a story simply. The point is, I'm there, and they're pulling out all the checkout lines, putting in self-serve. The admitted plan is to get you trained on those and pull out all the service lines. And I pointed this out to people, and they said, good, it'll cut prices. Folks, if you look at the economic theory and the facts, if they get rid of all the service jobs, the entry-level jobs, the stuff the illegal aliens were going to do, in many cases, then what happens to the economy? How do people have money to drive the economy to buy the goods in there? Well, you see, you're going to go into quasi-governmental private funding where your money's put on a national ID card where the government supplements you in federal work projects. They intend to take your jobs so they can fully socialize things. You go, wait a minute, I thought it was fascist. They socialize you into government control, and then private interest control the government, and they privatize ownership and control. It's like the military, $200 billion now a year. In between that and $100 billion, depending on the year, in mercenary forces, and they plan to double that next year. I mean, the total funding each year for the military is only $450 billion. So already about a quarter of it is mercenary. And it's said in the news they wear black uniforms and no one knows who they are. And yeah, there's some foreign troops, but they're here to help. I mean, mayday, folks! So I'm trying to tell this middle-class family, because everybody's lined up at the service checkouts, and hardly anybody's lined up at the, you know, at the self-serve. And again, it starts with a couple, and they tear out more and more. See? This is admitted. Training you to accept it. They're doing it at HEB and everywhere else now. And I'm trying to warn them. I try to warn the clerk, and she laughs at me. It's like these people at toll booths. They're getting rid of them. I've had them laugh at me. And then I drive to the same toll road 5 years later, and there's no people. It's all automated. See? I mean, they even laugh at you. They're so stupid. They're such idiots. And it's about control. So you say, oh, well, corporations got to cut costs. You know, the yuppies 5 years ago. Oh, let the blue-collar folks lose their jobs to the illegal aliens, you know, or NAFTA and get. I've got my job. Well, you're all losing your jobs now, and your kids aren't going to have any jobs. Your daughter's going to end up being a topless dancer in a whorehouse, and your son's going to end up cutting grass at the golf course. So I don't care how many degrees they get, unless they work for DARPA or in some concentration camp. Let's take calls. It's disgusting. Let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yes, you're killing me with this terrorist diatribe. I don't believe a word you guys say. Not one word.
Okay, well, the government's good. We should submit to it then.
You're right. I just got out of a government camp, a.k.a. Come Over, We'll Hang You High School, and that little manifesto you talk about, you call it the Bill of Rights. My loving government didn't mention that to me.
Okay, well, yeah, they say it's part of Al-Qaeda now. FEMA actually teaches that. The Bill of Rights is a terrorist document, so I guess
they're
I'm
right.
A terrorist.
They're right. You guys are crazy. I don't believe anything. The TV told me, you must be a gangster. The TV told me only cops have guns and the bad guys, the gangsters.
Well, yeah, that's it. In fact, the left admits the government's corrupt now, but we should still turn our guns in. That'll make us much safer.
Well, you must be a gangster. The TV says only criminals and cops could have guns.
Well, I guess they're all criminals, so yeah.
Right.
The government's criminals, and then the other criminals that the government releases to terrify us into going to the organized criminals for protection.
No, that's just more terrorist talk right there.
It is. It's all terrorist talk. Hey, you know, it's like this BBC article where they admit the U.S. government killed U.S. troops on purpose. Just killed them with bioweapons and chemicals. I mean, that's a loving thing, isn't it?
Must have been for the security. Something about security, I don't know. Must have been something.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to say, have you heard anything about some owl club? Anything like that? Down here? I'll hold over.
Oh, the Bohemian Grove?
Well, down here, downtown in the city over here where I am, there's an owl club, and it has a black-horned owl outside on some kind of sign.
You know, I have heard about that in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of Bohemian Grove clubs. Stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The people have been in tyranny so long they can't even recognize it when it's looking them in the eyes. Real quick, Manuel from Pennsylvania, because I want to go to Chris, Tim, and Perry real quick. The number one fraternity here in Austin at UT flies a skull and bones outside. So you've got lots of wannabes that want to copy the Grove and copy Skull and Bones. And so you do have little satellites of some of the more sinister globalist groups out there. Real quick, finish up.
Right, we all have TV to watch. Let's make this quick. I'm upset. You keep calling this a republic. I was watching the TV programming. I mean, the TV circus show. They said this is a democracy. We make the laws as we go along. There's no such thing as a republic.
Yeah, in a republic, the minority has rights as well as the majority, but not in the precious democracy. In the democracy, if they say, you know, kill all the Christians, it happens. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they just keep repeating it, Republicans and Democrats. Chris in Kentucky, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Last night on Butch Paul's show, did you hear, I guess it was Rick Stanley that was on his show last night about...
No, I didn't.
He was on there really raving mad because he couldn't carry a pistol in the open. He's been harassed by the police constantly in Denver. And this is the system. And we're going to... He's put up a website, and there are people across the country are defending this man the right to carry that firearm in public. It's not a privilege. It's a right. That last caller's, you know, you're way off track. You might as well just go back to socialism and learn that. Or read the Constitution.
The caller was being sarcastic.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
So am I. Anyway, but, yeah, and he's has a website out called Stanley, S-T-N-E-L-E-Y. He said it was going to be up today, 2000.org.
Well, it's been up for a while.
Yeah, it was down. He said it was back up. It's supposed to be back up today.
Yeah, I keep meaning to get him on. Hey, I got to jump, Chris. Thanks, bud. Really appreciate it. Perry, where are you calling us from today?
Hello, Alex. Friends of mine tell me that this Tom Ridge, the Knights of Columbus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, well, anyway, all these fellas around here, we sit around and have coffee, and they're Jesuits and Knights of Columbus, and they're all... How do these guys figure into all this stuff?
Low-level Masons aren't bad. Low-level Knights of Columbus aren't bad. It's the tops of the organizations that are corrupt, and then you've got the little guys giving their dues to it who are compartmentalized. I mean, it's the... same way with police, same thing with the CIA, same thing with the FBI. The FBI tried to stop all the hijackers, and The FBI bosses told them, you'll be arrested if you do, and then the FBI bosses that blocked them got cash bonuses, record cash bonuses.
Okay. So you got this satanic core, and then for, out from this core, you've got all these different organizations that are, that just...
that are full of useful idiots thinking they're doing a good thing when they're really empowering the New World Order. I'm out of time. Thanks for the call. I'm really sorry that I'm out of time and can't take any other calls, and I didn't get to a bunch of the news. I did cover quite a bit of it. Please visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Join us 9 to midnight Central time as well. And please tell your friends and family about the show and get angry about a real issue. You know, I'm not against sports itself. It's that everybody knows all the minutia and all the details and gets so upset about sports, they don't care about the destruction of America and the world by the globalist. So get your priorities straight, folks. Get my videos, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3. They're all over 2 hours long. Big discounts if you get three or more. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order the video. Support the broadcast. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. How many minds have you unlocked? How many people have you informed? 1-888-253-3139. Join us in the battle for the Republic against the enemy combatants of the New World Order.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the Whirlpool.